Donna Jess, let's talk about Christmas decorations, because we talked about decorating for Christmas and when to start, when not to start, when to put the lights up, when to turn them on, what about the tree, blah, 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 blah. And I think we ultimately just came to the conclusion, just do what makes you happy because you're not breaking any laws.
Right. And, why is this such a controversial topic?
Just people talking. People talking. Yeah. People want people to do things the same way they do them. So yesterday,
just don't make me force me to do something. That's when we have a problem.
So yesterday, I put up the tree.
Oh, did you?
See, like you bristled for a second. You're like, what? Yeah.
Instant judgment.
Yeah, I broke all the rules, all the laws, HOA. I'm on probation, probably. I don't know.
Did your family enjoy it? Are you all happy it's up?
Over the weekend, my wife said, "Can you bring in the Christmas decorations?" I said, "Really? This is a little early. Usually, her birthday's the 14th of November."
Oh, okay.
And part of her birthday celebration is she likes to put up the Christmas decorations.
Really?
Yeah.
She likes to have that for her birthday?
Absolutely.
Like anti-Christmas on my birthday.
Yeah. Well, yours is pretty close.
It's a lot closer. Yeah.
And so she said,
I have some drama.
She said, let's go ahead and do that. So I brought it in. And I'm like, can we put up everything but the tree? Because the tree is an ordeal. It's messy. I have to put it together.
Wait, it's a fake tree, and it's messy?
Yeah, it's three pieces. It's pre-lit. It's like 7.5 feet tall. You got to get the branches all straight out.
And fluff them out.
Yeah. It's work. It's a little more work.
Yeah.
So I said, how about we just start small with some indoor stuff? And then we've got a big window above the door on the second floor. So we do something there with lights and a wreath. And I said, I got that to do. So let's do this in phases.
If we're going to do it early. Plan it out.
So yesterday when I was home, when they were, at school, I said, I'm just going to put the tree up. Let me see where we're at on this thing. Because this tree this tree's got to be 10 years old. In fact, it's so old that it's a 7.5 foot pre-lit tree that was $99. Good luck finding that nowadays. Okay. So it's three pieces and it's all pre-lit with the multicolor lights.
Love it.
I put it all together. I plug it in. The bottom half, only half of the bottom half is lit, and the very top of the tree, like 2 feet, is completely dark. And then I shook it, and a few more came on, and then it was just the top of the tree. Like, the first 2 feet of the tree not lit
they
up.
They turned off, and...
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I'm a guy, so of course I got, my voltmeter, and I'm out there with the extra bulbs, and I got my flashlight, and I'm jacking it up with the floor jack. No. But I'm in there trying to figure out, what's disconnected, what's shorting out, is there a bulb that's
broken? It's like one bulb, usually, right?
Yeah. So I'm doing all of that.
You gotta check each one.
I tried everything, and I couldn't get it to work. However, these things are terminology daisy chained together with electrical cords that are plugged in. And so I unplugged the one that obviously was not working at the time. And I took like an extra strand of lights that I had and plugged it in and it lit up. And so I just wrapped the top of the tree and you can't tell.
There you go.
Dad victory in the lighting department. Aisle one.
But now you don't have that instant light up. Like, you got to wrap it and unwrap it each time.
No, I don't. No. It's in the daisy chain. So all I got to do is unplug it and plug it back in. And there it is.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't have to.
So they came home to the tree being up.
Aww.
And then they went straight to the ornaments. Because they're like, you didn't decorate it, did you? Because that would be breaking the cardinal rule.
Yeah.
And let's talk about decorations. Because I don't know about you, but I've got decorations as old or older than my children, and some of them that I've had since I was a kid.
Same. So my mom, as soon as I turned 18, gave me all of my years of ornaments that were mine.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I even have one where, I guess my elementary kindergarten friend put her face on this cardboard star, and I still have it. I haven't talked to her in probably 25 years.
You'd still put it on the tree,
and I still put it because I have it.
That's
and
so cool.
I put it up there, and it's
so
great.
It's a craft,
I've got my baby.
It's an ornament, it's a memory.
Oh, yeah. Every year, my mom would give us each a personalized ornament. And then all 18, once we, grew up and moved out of the house, would give us a box. And so now I have all these, and I put them on our tree. But now I'm like, okay, do I do the same thing with my daughter and with my family? Do we do something else? So I'm in the transition phase of making our own Christmas. It's not baby's first Christmas this year, but she's like more aware.
It's her second Christmas.
It's her second Christmas. Yeah.
I'm sure there's an ornament for that. When I grew up,
it's broken. That's what it's going to be.
My grandmother had these little brass ornaments made, and each one had our name etched on them.
Oh, sweet.
And we each had one on her tree, so we'd go to her house and look for our name, our ornament, on her tree.
Uh-huh.
Which was a little game we played. But she also had the coolest, like decorations from, like, the 50s and the 60s. Like, do you know the color wheel that spins around the light bulb and changes color and it shoots it onto the tree? Have you ever seen those? So these are like...
I can't even imagine this.
So it's a wheel. It's a color wheel. It looks like, you know, the game...
like our wheel of winning.
You know the electronic game Simon with the different colors in a circle?
Okay. Yeah.
So imagine that as a color wheel with and it spins around and a light bulb behind it.
Uh-huh.
So the light hits it different colors as it goes around.
Okay.
And it shoots it onto the tree. And so the tree is changing color as the thing is spinning around.
Okay,
super old. Like, I don't even think they make those anymore.
No.
It didn't even have the safety plug. I mean, that's how old these things are. And then they had, like, the decorations you put out on the lawn. And they're like the heavy plastic.
Oh, yes.
With again, not the UL approved light bulb lights and everything. And it was like a giant candle. She had
the candles
Santa
and the...
in his sleigh with six reindeer.
All plastic, like, life-size.
Yeah, all plastic. This thing was like 30 feet long. She used to put it on the roof of her house. And then when they got too old to do that, they put it in the front lawn.
Right.
How would
you put that on the roof? I did. Oh, my gosh.
I had it for 10 years before it just disintegrated because it was so dang old. I was going through lights and I was going through old ornaments and stuff like that. It's funny you mentioned like crafty ornaments because when I was a kid, they used to make ornaments out of everything. Whether there was styrofoam ball with the little beads and the little ribbons and stuff, the real elaborate ones you can make.
And the sequins. Uh-huh. I know what you're talking about.
That's it was like a craft project. Yeah, you can still get them at Michael's, I think, or something.
Probably. They're vintage
now.
But
we would make these little figures and their body would be a roll of
lifesavers and yarn. I know what you're talking about. We had those forever. I think finally someone was like, I'm gonna eat one. Oh. One of my siblings like chipped a tooth or something.
Yeah, there's nothing like
opening. They don't even have lifesavers anymore, do they? In a roll?
I think they do.
In a roll with the different
flavors?
These
are like the little mini rolls too, the ones you get like at Halloween.
So
there was nothing grosser than like pulling that thing out, and it was just liquefied, and it was just all over all the other ornaments and stuff like that. It was like, yeah, not a lifesaver for sure.
No.
A life changer. Botulism, aisle one.
The Wolf and Teton Toyota.